My name is BJ Berry, and welcome to 100 Music Legends, the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature Heart of Gold by the legendary Neil Young. Heart of Gold is a song that everybody knows, and a song that Neil Young owes to pure coincidence. Actually, Neil Young wanted to release a live album from his solo acoustic tour, which he had taken through the entire USA and Canada after his first successful solo album, After the Gold Rush. The recordings were made during this tour, however, would remain in the archives for another 40 years until they were officially released for the very first time. Back to Heart of Gold. Neil Young made a stop while on tour in Nashville to appear on the Johnny Cash TV show.
These young minds will be our leaders in the future. They'll be our science, our arts, our crafts, our politics, our music. And now our music comes from such brilliant minds as that of singer-songwriter Neil Young.
Elliot Mazur was an up-and-coming studio owner from Nashville, and he had just put together a studio band of real pros and persuaded Neil to record some of his new songs with him, thinking this would make his studio famous. He then convinced Neil that he could also get two up-and-coming shooting stars to provide some of the backup singing. One was named James Taylor, and the other, Linda Ronstadt. They both were in town because they, too, wanted to perform on the Johnny Cash show. Nice offer, right? Elliot Mazur knew that during the tour, which was supposed to be a promo tour for his After the Gold Rush album, he knew that Neil had written an awful lot of songs and played more and more of these new songs on his live show, instead of just playing the songs from his previous album.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen.
Elliot Mazur had landed on fertile ground because Neil Young loved to write and then spontaneously record new songs. Even his manager was freaking out. Why record all of these new songs at this point when a live album was already in the works? Well, here's a moment where we talk about Neil's very, very special character. Already, his first successful band, Buffalo Springfield, together with Stephen Stills, had more or less failed because of his stubbornness. The fact that Stills later invited him into his new trio, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, was solely due to Young's musical genius. Neil just had it in him. This naturally spurred up his up-and-coming solo career. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and now Young, were like the Beatles of the USA. But here again, Neil pulled the plug and paralyzed even that band. So he wanted to record a new solo album after the Gold Rush. A clever move from a career point of view. His chart success was there for all to see, and the solo acoustic tour was totally sold out. The live album was the logical follow-up and the wishes of his management team, but not Neil's. In addition, he had just bought a new ranch in California with the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young dollars. While doing some handiwork on his new ranch, Neil hurt himself so badly that he needed back surgery. His back was already in bad shape due to polio. He often did some of his tour with a back corset. That's why he also liked the idea of recording an album in Nashville. There, he could play his acoustic guitar sitting down. No heavy electric guitar and no having to stand up. Get it? Heart of Gold is actually, from a lyrical point of view, an atypical Neil Young song. It's about a search for meaning. Neil had just been abandoned by his first wife and longed for peace of mind. Thus, Heart of Gold. Normally, Neil Young songs had a deeper meaning, but not here, which didn't harm the commercial success. Rather, the exact opposite. And another reason for the commercial success was the extremely tight and well-rehearsed band, the Pro Guys from Nashville, remember? They had a slick, rich sound which was not typical for Neil. So Neil Young, typical for him, christened the band the Stray Gators. And he then recorded another song during the sessions, Old Man. And yes, it also featured James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt on background vocals. This was so inspiring for him that he invited the band to his home at Broken Arrow Ranch to continue working on a new album. This session had caused so much buzz that his Bobness, Bob Dylan, had gotten wind of it. He was desperate. His career was stumbling, and he was also in Nashville, looking for a new sound. Legend has it that during Neil's further sessions in his California ranch, a masked figure was seen roaming around the property, listening to the recordings. Bob Dylan was so inspired by Neil's new sound that he started recording two similar albums inspired by Young Sound, Blood on the Tracks and Desire.
And wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate.
Young's album, which was created from the recordings of Heart of Gold, was now called Harvest, an album that any and every record collector should have. And with Heart of Gold, the first song recorded for it, Neil immediately had a number one hit. Too many good circumstances came together, and they all worked out. Everyone was happy. Elliot Mazur became a star in the studio business. Neil's manager, although he preferred the live album, he filled his pockets with a little cash on the side as well. And the fans loved Neil's new, softer sound. Only Neil himself hated the fact that he had been elevated into a pop star god with a simple country song. But the solution to the problem was a piece of cake for Neil. On the following tour, to which the fans made a pilgrimage because of the hit single, he didn't play any Harvest songs, only new, unknown material. The audience booed, and Neil tried to mediate by promising that if they would wait until the break, he would play the songs that they knew. And after the break, he came back and played their songs. Everybody was happy. These songs were later released on the album, Time Fades Away. Neil himself once said about Heart of Gold, "This song put me in the middle of the road. Traveling there soon became a bore, so I headed for the ditch, a rougher side. But I saw more interesting people there." That's classy Neil. By the way, Heart of Gold was his only number one single. In our next episode, we're going to connect Neil Young with Lynyrd Skynyrd and the song Sweet Home Alabama. What exactly do the two songs have to do with each other? Make sure you tune in to our next show. Today, Neil Young is an environmentalist and outspoken advocate for the welfare of small farmers. He's moved away from his Broken Arrow Ranch and now lives in Malibu, California, with his wife, actress Daryl Hannah. Neil Young, the man with the heart of gold. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify, and while you're there, make a song request. Go to 100greatsongs.com. And if you're searching for a heart of gold, go and listen to the legendary Neil Young. I want to live, I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. We'll see you the next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.